Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. If you're listening to the podcast, this is what they call Hour 2. We're having a good time in the studio today. We are taking all your calls. We are actually talking interior design, but we've talked about a bunch of different things, and I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And, you know, there's going to be multiple stations probably popping in and out of the Around the House show today to cover NCAA basketball Final Four stuff. Actually, we're down to the game here. So here's the thing. When that happens, don't fret. Go to aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can catch the podcast there. You can subscribe on Facebook, but you can subscribe on SoundCloud, and you can also do the same thing if you're an Apple user on iTunes, and then it will actually warn you and go, hey, new one's up, and tell you when Donovan get those things put up online. So that way you can listen to the rest of the show if you do pop out. And for all of you that are going to be with us for the entire hour, well, we're going to have a good show ahead. Hey, I got an email in from Alan the Fireplace Guy. He's a listener and one of the experts that we talk to from time to time that I talk to via email. And we had an earlier caller in the last hour that was wanting to paint his wood stove. There is many stove companies carry this, and it is called Stovebrite. And they have some amazing colors. I was just on there. And so they've got about 36 colors that is high heat paint that is made specifically for wood stoves and fireplaces. And so there's some cool copper colors there. There's pewter. There's lots of different things. And so thanks, Alan, for getting a hold of it, sending me an email here with this, because there are some great colors on there. And you can pop into any one of those big stoving and fireplace stores around there that carries the parts. Looks like there's tons of them. And you can also jump on to forestpaint.com. They have some stuff up there, but it's called Stovebrite. And it looks like that's a great solution for you people out there that want to add some color to that dark, kind of, maybe ratty-looking wood stove. So take a peek there. Hey, I want to get your calls today at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. It's a beautiful day out. I know you guys are working on projects out there, so I want to hear your phone calls about it. Well, we've been talking interior design, and interior design is really changing these days. And we were talking about that last hour. One of the products that I'm loving, because this was such a 50s, 60s, 70s, almost into the 80s kind of thing, but terrazzo is back. And if you don't know what terrazzo is, think of it as a concrete that you pour that's got colored rocks. You see this stuff in courthouses, banks, commercial buildings, 60s, homes. You'll see a lot of it. Well, what it is it's a concrete that's poured with colored stones and pigments and stuff in it. Then they come through and grind and polish it. So it's super durable. Well, now you're seeing this. I think some of it's because some of the quartz countertops had the little flecks and stuff in it, kind of mimicked the look of terrazzo, but terrazzo is back, and there are so many cool things you can do with it, from countertops to floors, and you're seeing this kind of come back in. Even knobs and handles. There are some knobs and handles you can get out there that have a terrazzo end to them. So there's lots of different products with it out there. The one thing that you have to keep in mind with it, though, is that terrazzo, though it is made out of a concrete-like product, it still can stain. And so it's not always my most favorite for a countertop surface, especially in a light color, because if you've got things like that, you can make that, well, that ends up being just something where it's going to be hard to keep, you know, keep it clean. Like with concrete countertops, for instance, they're a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful finish on them. But if you don't keep them waxed and keep them sealed up and clean, what happens is that when that happens, it's going to sit there and stain. So that red wine stain and all that stuff. Well, we've got, I want to jump out to a caller here. We got a VIP caller in here. Skip Bedell, welcome to Around the House.
Eric G., what is happening, man?
Hey, brother. Thanks for calling in. And if you guys don't know who Skip is, Skip's all over the place. He was on, you know, he was one of the hosts of Catch a Contractor that was on Spike TV, and now it's all over the world out there and on Amazon now, so you can kind of go back and catch that. You're seeing him on Fox News in the mornings doing all his segments for Home Depot and stuff there, and then even your men's manual stuff, which is its own thing I'm loving as well, brother.
All kinds of stuff going on, man, you know, and, hey, you know, it's always good to be calling in and talking to you, and I got to tell you, I'm sorry I missed you when you were in New York, because we were hoping to hang out with you guys, but it's just a crazy time of the year, man, you know, it's busy,
sure.
Busy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, speaking of busy, I was just thinking of you earlier today, because we were on a job, we're cleaning out this job site, getting ready to start doing another build, Allie's back at the house, we're doing spring cleaning at the house. And I thought, you know, it's kind of ironic because this month right now is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a big time in March. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just through this whole month of March right now, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, it's kind of a crazy topic, right? But just the other day, I think I told you, right, I went in for a colonoscopy, man.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that.
Yeah, that's an experience right there. So, you know, the funny part is, right, I did this about 10 years ago and way before you're supposed to, just because I didn't have any medical history coming from an adoption and everything,
mm-hmm.
and everybody told me it was a good idea to do. But so many people are, like, so scared to do it. And then I wound up having a really dear friend of mine that was like the healthiest guy I ever knew, right? Ran the New York City and the Boston Marathon. Super, super healthy guy. The last guy you ever think to get sick. Turns out he winds up calling me up one day and he's like, hey, man, I'm sick. They told me I got like 4 months to live.
Ugh.
And it was the craziest thing ever. He had colon cancer. He must have had it for a long time, but never thought to go to the doctor and get it checked out because he was such a healthy guy. Never took that proactive test. And sure enough, a few months later, he was gone. And it just really was so surreal to me that I've been doing it regularly now. And I wanted to call in and tell you listeners how important it is to get that done. Because, you know, colon cancer is a silent killer. And we don't know about it. Typically, you won't have any signs or any symptoms or anything until it's way too late. So nobody wants to get that test done. Everyone's like, oh, man, it's you know, I don't want to have this thing up my butt and everything else.
Exactly.
Whole hose and tube and being violated. I got news for you. It really wasn't that bad. You take like a 20-minute nap. You don't feel a thing. You wake up, you don't feel a thing. I got up and walked out of there like nothing ever happened. And the peace of mind is priceless because basically you're walking out of there knowing that, you know, you're good or – if something is found, it's very treatable and it's very correctable. But, you know, people who don't have any kind of test done and never know, it's a problem. So I can't stress enough to the listeners out there how important it is to take care of your health, be proactive, and get that test done.
Dude, it's serious. I got tested the hard way kind of when I had a major surgery about, wow, was that 4 years ago? So they got to test mine through the chest cavity, which, to tell you what, is a lot harder way of doing that than it is the way you did it on Friday.
Yikes. You can go into your colon through your chest cavity?
I was already getting some work done there, so it was one of those things that it was not the way I wanted to do it. But that that's a whole other story for a whole other topic. But, Skip, we got to go out to break here. Everybody, what's the best way to find you, Skip? You're all over the place.
Hey, man, skipbedell.com. Got all my stuff I'm doing on Fox. Check me out on social media. And I'm doing a whole round on Fox and Friends coming up for the spring, starting in a couple of weeks. So looking forward to seeing everybody.
Dude, that's going to be great. And I will see you in Milwaukee, Wisconsin here in a month. So we're going to have a good time catching up then.
Yeah, Eric G., always good talking to you, brother.
Thanks, brother. Have a good one. Thanks
Take
for
care,
calling
man.
In.
Bye.
All right, guys. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your calls at 877-733-1011. Shannon, sit tight. We'll get you just as soon as Around the House returns. Short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We've been talking home improvement here. Hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. That's AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. That's like one of the shortest CCB numbers because they've been around for 50 years. That's how you get a 593 number. Pretty cool. Well, man, that was great having Skip call in with a little bit of men's health tips there. I like that. Hey, let's jump out here to Shannon in Hillsboro, patiently waiting to get on the air. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
I had a question for you. So it's time for us to redo our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the old, you know, the house is 22 years old, 23. So we have the oak cabinets, the kitchen, which I like the wood look.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the painted, the white cabinets, the gray cabinets. That's not my style at all.
Cool.
We're more rustic. You know, they hunt and we have animals on the wall, things like that. So,
nice.
So we're going to go with wood for the cabinetry, but I don't want something that's, you know, going to be outdated in 2 or 3 years. So what kind of woods do you recommend when you're designing kitchens?
You know, there's a lot of woods out there. You know, alder is beautiful, but it is soft. And so that's the problem with alder is that it does show wear pretty easily. Now, if you dive into woods like cherry or white oak, which is like either quarter sawn or riff cut, that can look great. Walnut can be absolutely gorgeous. There's a lot of woods out there that still have some great grain pattern to them and not be bland. And you can still use almost a natural finish on them, which work well with more of that rustic looks.
Okay.
You
don't want a soft, because I hear that. That's what I, because I've been talking to people and I hear, oh, that's a soft wood, that's a hard wood. But I really, besides the obvious, so you said a soft wood is going to show wear faster?
Yeah, what happens is it dents a lot. You know, I did my mom's kitchen probably, dozen years ago, and we did it in alder because she really loved the tone. It looks beautiful, but even with the best finishes on it, it tends to dent a little bit more. So if somebody leans up there with Levi's, it'll dent a little bit, and it just show wear just a little bit more, where you get into these harder woods, and, man, they're durable.
Okay, so you're saying, like, more of a walnut?
Yeah, I'd go walnut. If you want to go rustic, you can go with hickory. And hickory, there's different grades of hickory out there. You can get some pretty wild hickory that has the really darks and the really lights, but you can also spend a little bit more and get a little bit better grade of hickory and get something that's got a little bit less color variation that still looks beautiful. And, I mean, they make axe handles out of that. That's going to be tough for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
okay.
That's ways to do it. If you want to email me at ath@kxl.com. I can send you some more pictures and stuff. I've got being a certified kitchen designer, I've got a lot of different pictures of kitchen stuff that I can get you steered the right direction.
Okay. And then besides being on, you know, having your show, do you also have your own business and where are you located?
You know, I a little bit, dude, I'll be honest, the media stuff takes up most of my time. So I actually shuttered my kitchen design business that I did, you know, which was Lake Oswego Kitchen and Bath that I had for a while. I still take on selected projects, but this stuff takes up most of my week between the radio and TV stuff.
Okay.
But Shannon, thanks for calling in, but feel free to drop me an email and I'll see if I can help you.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right, Shannon. Thanks a lot. All right. Wow, that was a great call. And it's one of those things that you got to spend some time when you're dealing with these kind of woods and really do your research, because wood is important. The other thing that's important is the finish that goes on there. I'm not a big fan of the lacquer finishes out there when you're talking, because lacquer finishes in the Northwest, to me, don't hold up as well as some of these new finishes that are out there. There's conversion varnish. There's even some of these new urethane paints that are out there where they're actually using a urethane finish on it. That is super durable as well. And those are things that can really make that kitchen last. I can't tell you over the years how many times that I have run into 5-year-old kitchens where they used lacquer, and because of the moisture in the home around the sink and around the other water areas, that they've got major finish issues. Hey, let's run out here before we go to break to Mark in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Got a question. I'm going to have a roof re-roofed.
Okay.
Got 3 solar panels that I use for water heater.
Okay.
Anyway, they've froze up. The panels are fine. It was inside the garage where I had some copper piping freeze up, so I had to cut them out.
Bummer.
So I haven't used the solar for probably 5 years. Looking for someone to remove the system, and they can have it if it is of any use.
Okay,
do
that's
you know anyone?
You know, I don't, but I'll have you email me because I might be able to get you lined up. You're going to want, since it's on your roof, you're not going to want to like throw that up on Craigslist or anything like that, because what you're going to run into is you now are going to be liable for the person up there. Yeah. The problem is you got to kind of limit yourself to people getting on your roof that are licensed, bonded, and insured, because otherwise, if they fall off the roof up there, you could be personally liable for that, and you don't want that to happen. So that's the issue. I would talk and see, to be honest, if your roofer could take that down up there for you. I've seen roofers do that before where they uninstall the systems.
I've talked to them, and the solar company that I used to use when I had it re-roofed probably 20 years ago, they're out of business now. So.
Oh, man. Well, we got to run out to a hard break here, Mark. Email me at ath@kxl.com, and I'll see what I can find for you. All right. When we come back, we'll be talking more home improvement, depending on what station you are, just as soon as Around the House returns. To Around the House. We're having a good time in here today. It is, been talking interior design. And one of the things that I like about this, and I'm going to kind of twist this a little bit, because, you know, our station here on KXL has now jumped off to basketball programming. So I'm just talking to you guys out on the Radio Northwest Network today for the rest of the show. So I'm going to kind of tweak this to you guys. So 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the thing about this. When we're talking kitchen design, and we've been talking design for the last hour and a half, I want to talk a little bit about specifically to you guys that are not in the Portland metro area. Because what happens is when you start to do a kitchen design, so let's say that kitchen design is the national or the Northwest average of $66,000 for a mid-level kitchen. And we've talked about this in the past about the cost versus value. The problem that you run into, though, is when you're living in the Tri-Cities and you've got a $250,000 or $300,000 home, which is very hard to find in one of the big metro areas, that you end up having some other issues, because now the averages are skewed where that kitchen on paper doesn't make a lot of sense. And so this is where you have to get a little bit creative with your contractor and what you're doing you still want to do your upgrades that you're working on. And I mean, upgrades is the problem is when, let's say you're going to do a kitchen remodel and you've got a 1980s home, you're still going to have to meet building code. You're still going to have, if you're pulling permits and doing this project right, which I always recommend because that's going to help you in the resale, because a lot of these people out there in the building departments are getting a lot smarter. And I'm seeing people get busted off of their Zillow listings and stuff that said recently remodeled, and your tax collector shows up and the building department comes up and goes, wow, recently remodeled. All right. You didn't pull any permits on it. So I'm seeing some people get nailed on that. So you got to be careful with that. But you want to do your basics. You know, you want to do your upgrades as far as your electrical, because back in the 80s that you might have seen where in certain areas where your lights and your outlets are on the same circuit. Well, that doesn't happen that way anymore. That doesn't meet current building code. Just as your microwave needs to be on its own circuit in the dishwasher, many times those things were shared. And when you have shared things like that, you've got to run some more lines out there. But you still need to follow those things. But you've got to get a little bit more creative on the cabinetry and even the countertops. You know, and again, this depends on if you're trying to sell it or if you're trying to keep it. So you've got to maybe step down the quality of cabinetry a little bit. And I'm not saying, you know, go to the big box store where you got to go crank things together and start following, you know, all these multi-language instructions that are just people trying to put these little things together. It's kind of like Egyptian hieroglyphs and stuff. You're trying to figure out how to put this stuff together. I'm not saying go that low, but maybe you're going to step down from the higher end cabinets, unless you're going to stay there for the rest of your life. And if this is your forever home, then do what you want. It's going to be your kid's problem on resale value. So I don't want to talk you out of doing nicer stuff, but sometimes you've got to dial it back a little bit, that maybe the Craftmaids or the other cabinets out there that are a little bit more higher end, maybe you need to step back from Craftmaid to one of their sister companies to a Craftmaid One or a Merillat. There's different things you can do out there to get the same design look, but maybe you have to dial it back to keep it in budget. Because what happens is that, you know, in these homes that are of lower value, and there's nothing wrong, there's some great homes you can get out there because, you know, I was born and raised. And so these are things that you can do in these more rural areas to keep it dialed back a little bit. Do that, you know, still bring in a designer to help you with this, because I tell you what, when you're doing design projects like this, need to stay on budget. A good interior designer, and you can go to nkba.org to find a good kitchen and bath designer. They're the one of the big national organizations, and they're the ones that specialize in interior design for kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. But if you go there, you can find an NKBA designer. And what that does is that actually leads you down a path where you've got somebody that can help you keep it in budget. And when you're doing interior design projects like this, make sure that you actually take the time and spell that budget out and clearly communicate it with your designer and your remodeler that's doing the project with you. Even if you're going to do the thing yourself, I would still bring a designer on so that they can help you kind of walk down the path and make sure that you're doing things in order. You know, you heard me talk about it even earlier in the show. You don't want to sit there and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting impatient and I can't afford to do a kitchen remodel, and I'm going to put granite or I'm going to put, you know, quartz in the kitchen, but I'm not going to do the cabinets right now. Well, you've painted yourself in the corner if you go that route. So it's something you really need to take some time with and really do it right, because you could make a mistake that could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars by not following the right process. And a designer can walk you through that. And that's where their value is. And if you've hired the right designer, they're actually going to save you money going through there, because they're going to know the places to go. Most people only design their own kitchen every, you know, maybe every once or twice in their entire lifetime, unless, you know, there are exceptions out there, but not too many people know that. And then you can bring in the expert to do that. One of the other things I want to talk about as well is, you know, people go, oh, I want high-end this, I want high-end that. High-end is an interesting word. You can go out and buy, if you put it in the automotive world, you can go out and buy a high-end Kia, and there's nothing wrong with Kia, but it's not a Bentley either. And so these are things that you can work with. You know, you're looking for quality, and many times, and not to beg on the home centers, but home centers are very price point items, and many of their faucets and stuff that you see in there are stuff designed for your entry to mid-level homes. And so many times to get higher end products, you're going to end up going to that, you know, that plumbing wholesaler, whether it's the Chown Hardwares or the Ferguson Plumbings or any of these people out there that are plumbing retailers in your city. You know, you're going to have to go there to get really good, the mid to higher end stuff out there. And, you know, stick with good brands, you know, the Deltas and the Kohlers and the Brizos. And there's all these different, you know, companies out there that do this stuff. But keep in mind, you can go out and spend $3,000 on a faucet. I've seen clients do it. I've had clients do it. You can also go out and spend $400 or $500 and get a ridiculously nice one that's going to last. Now, one thing to keep in mind when you're doing this, the more options you put on these things, it's just like a car. The more options you put on there, the more chance of things breaking. You know, the touch faucets are really cool, but I've had a few clients have to replace parts on those because, you know, it's really cool and it's got a really neat gimmick of touching the faucet and it turns on and all those other things. But that is one electronic piece that's hooked up to your system there that has a chance to fail. And though they are getting better, you know, just keep in mind with those things, when you make those choices, those are things that will happen. And so it's just like a refrigerator or anything else. You buy that high-end appliance and it's got 1,000 things it'll do for you. Well, if you've got a 1% failure rate on something, which isn't that high, you could have a couple problems with it. So the other thing, too, is when I always recommend when you're out doing these kind of projects is do your homework. Take a look at it. You know, when you're planning, if you keep pushing it out, I'm seeing building materials, and this is, you know, not even talking about the upcoming potential for any kind of a trade war or things like that to happen out there. I'm seeing material prices in building materials go up 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% a year. It's common. So just keep in mind, if you're planning on a thing for next year, you could see that. Now, where we're getting some of these more hardwoods and stuff that might be coming out of Canada and other things from coming in overseas, you know, you might run into some issues there with that down the road where you might see a double-digit increase out there. You know, it's hard to say. Right now, you know, building industry is going, so we have got a lot of lumber flying around out there. And when building material prices go up, then the cabinetry goes up, your moldings go up, all those things end up going up. That can add a bunch to your project. So it's something you need to manage and pay attention to, because the other thing I would be careful with, too, before we go to break here, I want to really touch on is be careful buying materials too soon. If you're going to go a project next year and you buy your flooring this year, you might have a problem because any of those things can discontinue it at a moment's notice. When that happens, you're going to be in trouble because if you didn't buy enough, you now are stuck with a bunch of flooring that you have no use for. So when we come back, I want to dive into the last few minutes of our interior design conversation. Probably could get one call in at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G., where I hope we've answered some of your questions and helped you get your projects under control a bit. You know, if you think of something you need help with after the show ends, just drop a note to ATH@KXL.com and be sure to like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And if you missed any of the show today, like if you're listening online right now and you missed it because of a preemption, don't worry. You can actually go over to the podcast, which will be available soon on the radio webpage, aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can subscribe on SoundCloud or on iTunes, and you'll see it up there. And so that's one of the cool things with that, is that podcast will warn you when it populates and tell you to go listen to it. So a couple things I want to talk about here today, and thanks for listening here to Around the House. We're going to have some fun people coming up here in the future. And one of them that I can tell you that's on the books, I'm just not going to tell you when yet because I'm going to force you to listen. I am going to have a little bit of a Handyman Bob reunion show here. And we're going to be talking about asbestos and lead and things like that. And we're going to have kind of the health hazards in your home type discussion. So I've got that coming up here, and I'm going to tell you it's in the next month and a half, and I'm going to leave it at that. So you're going to have to really take a listen to that and pay attention to that. And we're going to have some fun. And I think Bob, who's probably not listening right now, I'm going to have to put a little bit of a I'm gonna jump on Amazon and I'm gonna order some suspenders. And he doesn't know this yet, so nobody out there tell him. I'm gonna order some of his trademark yellow suspenders, and we're gonna have a good time with that. So just wait and see. We're gonna be posting some video and stuff when that happens, because I always like to have a fun time with it. So we've been talking interior design. I know we got a couple minutes left here before we got to go out for the end of the show, but one of the things that I want to talk about is, you know, when you're doing interior design projects, really spend some time and use the right products, because, you know, high end is kind of the eye of the beholder, but you don't have to spend a ton of money to get high end products out there. There are some really nice midline products out there that give you that durability and the style without having to pay, you know, $1,000 for a faucet. If you get out there and do some research, you know, I've got some of my favorite brands. You know, you can actually, it's funny. Here's one thing that I've, a little insider tip. You know, there's a faucet brand out there, which is super common, Delta, and then there's Brizo. Brizo is the high-end version of Delta. Now, one thing that I've noticed, if you buy a Delta piece, and now when you're dealing with faucets and stuff, a lot of these parts interchange between the two of them. Well, the cool thing with them interchanging is that you get some of that flexibility. But I will tell you what, if you have a Delta trim kit and you put it in a shower and you put a Brizo one right next to it, the Brizo one, with whatever they're putting on that finish, does not water spot up or get the soap buildup on it like a Delta one does. So there are some differences in the materials and the finish and the durability in that. Just like I would never send anybody in if they're wanting to get something into a normal home center to go buy one of their toilets off there. You know, I am of the belief that, you know, my favorite brand is Toto. But Toto is one of those things that if you buy it at your plumbing wholesaler, you're going to get something that maybe is $100 more, maybe $200 more, but it's going to be something that works so much better and is going to save you a ton more money. Because, you know, if you think about it, you go in and buy that 1.6-gallon flush at the home center, or you go buy a 1-gallon flush toilet that's going to cost you a couple $100 more with water rates out there, that can save you a ton of money, especially when you're looking at some of the nicer things with those toilets where they've actually got a secondary finish over that that makes it so things don't stick to it as much. So you have to clean it a lot less. Well, if you're cleaning it a lot less, then you're using less chemicals on it that could hurt that finish. And most importantly, you're not having to buy those things to clean it with. So, and it gives you some time back. And nobody likes cleaning bathrooms. I can promise you that. So those are things you can do when you're doing projects, just like when you're doing grout. If you're working on things out there, doing a design project and maybe even a DIY project, I always stay away from the concrete grouts, just the basic grouts, because you've got to go back probably every year or two, depending on the sealer you used, to reseal that. When you can use some of the more composite stuff like the epoxies or even some of the urethanes, which have their own little quirks to them, when you do this, you actually can get, you know, a lot better off and get a lot better project that you don't have to maintain. And so that's kind of the key that you really want to pay attention to when you're doing these kind of design projects. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and Donovan Sargent, who rocked the Communication Center. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening, and we want to join you next week, noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, and designing for remodeling and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. I love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.